Ms. Forbes said although the terrain was a bit challenging, the team was able to visit various communities in the red zone on the eastern end. The NEMO director said most of the devastation is in Sandy Bay.
Yeah, we made it all the way up to Fancy. It was a bit, a lot of trekking and going through the rough terrain, but we made it to Fancy because some residents from Fancy had gone in earlier and was tried their way and made a path. So we were able to cross some of the guts and going Fancy. You know that river where that would have been studied, I think it's 2013 and again in 2016, where we would have the annual celebration for Heroes Day. That river is down again, and all those houses below there would have been affected. So that river is the one that came too fancy. The ashfall is not as heavy as in the other communities of Owe or Sandy Bay, but you have a few houses there based on the flooding that came down to La Haz and mud flows that came down that would have been devastated. Only two families we saw in Fancy. One family just at the beginning, another gentleman towards the end up in the village. So we were able to get through. The devastation, of course, it remains, most of it is in Sandy Bay, where we would have had a few homes collapsed of the heavy ash.
Ms. Forbes said the team had made attempts to visit such communities prior to Sunday, but encountered some difficulties. She said food and water were also taken to persons who had not left those communities.
We tried on Friday and actually burst a tire, so we tried again yesterday, and I went with the CDRU team, Telecom Disaster Relief Unit team, and those people that we met, we were able to chat with them. API went also, and we took a little bit of food and water for those persons we met, because some have not left. A few have not left those communities.
And Ms. Forbes said persons are allowed to move back to as far as Rabaka, noting that the alert level still remains at orange.
On the east coast, sorry, up on the eastern side, we can comfortably move persons back up to Georgetown. The cleanup has started. I would say up to Rabaka. The fact is that because we have the instruments on the top of the volcano have been lost, we would not want to say reduce the alert levels totally yet, because we will need some of that science to still guide us. But in terms of returning, persons can definitely return up to the Rabaka area.
Okay.
Director of the National Emergency Management Organization, NEMO, Michelle Forbes. I am Radhika Stephen with today's La Soufriere Volcano Update.